This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney to San Francisco ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out DesignCrowd.com to learn more and receive your Enterprise Radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project. That's DesignCrowd.com.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
And this is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. This day and age, many restaurants have to adapt to the evolving needs of their top consumer, and one of those needs is incorporating Latin American cuisine into their menus. Today, we are speaking with Arthur Artiles, chef for MIC Food, one of the top distributors for frozen fresh Latin American delicacies around the world. Arthur, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you for having me.
And you're most certainly welcome. So how has the impact of ethnic food in the restaurant space changed in the last 20 years?
Well, in the last 20 years, the demographics is pretty much what's depicted or has been the driven force in the change. You're looking at more authentic foods. They're becoming more adventurous than the typical, you know, dishes that you would normally have. Our diners are becoming a little bit more health conscious when it comes to the ingredients. And also, you know, the restaurants are responding by creating exciting new menus, which has some fusions into different cultures, including a variety of ingredients on a seasonal basis. You're seeing now, you know, everything's been a side dish or one or two dishes. Now you're looking at restaurants or pubs that are coming in and merging some of these influences on their menus.
So, Arthur, tell us how foods like yuca and plantains are becoming more mainstream today.
Oh, you see, there's a big demand for the tropical products, especially in the northern states where the fresh product isn't available. We offer the ability of bringing in a frozen fresh item that you don't have to worry about the seasons. We're, you know, getting all the work done for you as well. So the labor that would normally take place to produce this product, we're taking care of all that. And since it's a frozen item, it's available, you know, anywhere that we, you know, we distribute to anywhere from Seattle to Maine, center states, Arkansas, and stuff like that. So it's available anywhere. Because of the technology, you know, our product is picked from the fields, processed, and frozen on, you know, in our plants. So you're going to get as fresh of a product as if you were growing it yourself.
And how are those foods, yuca and plantains, being used more than their traditional side dish?
Well, traditionally they were used, you know, the yuca was is an item that you can boil, you can mash, typically you would fry after. Now we're using it as in mainstream menus, like with French fries, as an alternative to French fries. It's giving you the alternative to do things like a poutine, which is like French fries with gravy and cheese curds. Now we're seeing restaurants taking the potato and switching it over to a yuca product. It's giving a different flavor profile. With our plantains, typically our ripe plantains, has always been in the Caribbean and Latin American homes. It's always been like a side dish. Now you're seeing them included into bar menus, where some restaurants are wrapping the plantains in bacon, kind of like how you do the bacon-wrapped dates. Now you see some restaurants wrapping them, the plantains in bacon, and using that as a bar snack or a bar appetizer. Or their tostones, which are our green plantains. Since our products are all natural and gluten-free, I have seen some restaurants where they take the bun out of their burgers and using the tostone as their vessel for the hamburger. Instead of the buns, you have tostones. the patty with some cheese and whatever toppings the chefs are putting up in some of these restaurants. And it's, you know, it's giving the guests an alternative, something different, and, you know, in some cases, things that are gluten-free.
Today we're joined by Arthur Artiles, chef for MIC Food, one of the top distributors for frozen fresh Latin American delicacies around the world here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're now streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app. Have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and web design. There is where designcrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit designcrowd.com and post a request describing the design you need. For example, a logo design. Designcrowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond. Within hours, you'll receive your first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100 plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but don't find a design you want, no worries. Design Crowd has a money-back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on Design Crowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/epodcast for a special VIP offer for Enterprise Radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on Design Crowd. So, Arthur, isn't foods from Latin America one of the fastest growing trends? Get into that if you would.
Yeah, right now your biggest pushes and trends you'll see in Mexican cuisine, and a lot really in Peruvian cuisine. It's with the ceviches and the tiraditos. You're seeing restaurants implement, you know, different aspects to these dishes. Yuca, for, you know, it's a great example for a dish like that. We have what we call our cups. We do yuca cups and plantain cups, where restaurants are using these as vessels for their ceviches or even some of their dipping sauces. Our yuca fries with our huancaina sauce in some restaurants you'll see as a side dish or an accompaniment for a bar menu. You'll see in Mexican restaurants them using our tostones in place of a sope. They're using that as a vessel on the bottom as a base where they'll put their red bean puree and any other toppings. With our maduros, some of them you'll see seasoning them with some mojo or some rubs, and actually serving those as bar snacks or parts of a wrap or a burrito. You'll see some, you know, some other influences in some ethnics where they do the twist, where you do the tostones in place of with like a jibarito, which is a Puerto Rican dish, using a plantain as your sandwich, but then twisting it up and putting, turning it into like a Cuban sandwich and putting ham and cheese and some roasted pork with some pickles and mustard, using that as a vessel. You're seeing different changes with our yuca and mashes, whether it be parts of a soup or a garnish for or an hors d'oeuvre for a party, you know, for a wedding or anything like a cocktail reception. We also have our banana leaves, where we use in tamales. We use them also for braising dishes like a cochinita, which is a Mexican dish for braised pork. You'll also see our red plantains in baking. Well, instead of using a banana, rather than, you know, having it ripe, you can get our product. Our ripe plantains are ready to go out of the package, and they're creating banana breads or muffins for breakfast items as well.
It's about lunchtime, so you can bet I'm getting pretty hungry about right now. How can chefs get more information about incorporating and cooking with yuca and plantains through MIC Food?
Well, they can for sure check out our website. It's www.micfood.com. They can email us here at info@micfood.com, or they can call us at our office at 1-800-788-9335.
Arthur, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you with us. Certainly wish you all the best and look forward to a future conversation with an update right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you very much. You too.
We've been speaking with Arthur Artiles, chef for MIC Food, one of the top distributors for frozen fresh Latin American delicacies around the world. And for more information and for contact, simply visit micfood.com. EnterpriseRadio.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo design or business card design or website design from DesignCrowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer.